Welcome to the Punk Rock MBA podcast.
Really quickly, before we get into this episode, I wanted to mention my Patreon. Patrons get all of the podcasts a week early. I do giveaways, I do some other stuff, but most importantly, if you want me to review your music or artwork or anything else, Patreon is the way to do that. Every month, I do a call for submissions. All you need to do if you want me to review something is just post it in the comments of that post. Then I will review it live on Twitch for the hundreds of people that tune into every stream and post it on Patreon for everyone to check out. All you need to do is just join at the $10 and up level. Stay tuned for that post and you are good to go. So if that sounds cool to you and you want me to review your music, artwork, or anything else, hit the link in the show notes for this episode. And thank you very much to everyone who supports over on Patreon.
Many people have asked me this question over the years, and so I wanted to answer it here. Samuel, the human person, says, I know you've already kind of answered this in a previous video, but I'll just ask anyways, what do you truly think about non-metalheads wearing metal band merch? Okay, I will answer that in a minute, but first, I thought it'd be kind of fun to share some examples of that, of exactly what we're talking about, because the short answer is, I think it's hilarious. This is from Amino, which I guess is some sort of crappy social media site. So I'm sure many of you already seen this, but lately it has come to my attention yet again that celebrities are wearing the shirts of metal bands. Here's an example. Warning, image may be disturbing to some, and you may want to ask your parents for permission to watch the next part of this video. Here is Justin Bieber in an Iron Maiden shirt. Oh my God. What's most offensive to me here is not that he's wearing an Iron Maiden shirt. He's wearing this like hat that looks like it'd be on some 1930s detective. That's the issue for me. But you know, Justin Bieber is so goddamn good looking and cool that he can even wear weird shit like this and it works. Another example here. Who is this? Some, I assume, rapper wearing another Iron Maiden shirt. Of course, Kim Kardashian in her Metallica shirt. We've seen these before. Oh, that's Juicy J. Okay. And basically, I think this summarizes all the different options pretty well. So option number one, 35% of people said, it's an abomination. Fuck these posers. The number two answer with 25% of the vote is, I couldn't care less. 8.7% of the people said, maybe they actually like Metallica. 13.5% of people said, I'm so used to posers, this doesn't faze me. Lastly, 17% of people said, these guys are posers, but at least it's promotion for the band. So I'll tell you where I side on that in a minute. But first, I thought it'd be fun to share a couple other funny examples of this, because mostly I just think it's funny. My personal favorite example of this is Kanye West wearing a Cradle of Filth shirt. Of all bands. In this case, I think it's probably safe to say that Kanye doesn't like Cradle of Filth. I mean, it's possible. But in this case, probably he, you know, got it from some vintage shop or something because he thought it looked cool. That's my guess. Maybe he likes them. I don't know. That's my first thought, is it's really funny to me when people get angry because they think that there's no way that Justin Bieber likes Iron Maiden, or that Halsey likes Slipknot or whatever, or that, you know, Kirsten Dunst, there's no way she could possibly like the Ramones, which I think is hilarious because, I mean, it's not like Iron Maiden and the Ramones and Slipknot are, you know, some top secret underground bands that you couldn't possibly know about. Like, you can literally buy these shirts at fucking Walmart and Target. There's nothing secret about this. These bands have been around for 20, 30, 40 years that have been played all over the radio and MTV. They're on the cover of music magazines all the time. So the idea that a professional musician, remember, someone like Halsey, her entire life is music. So the idea that Halsey couldn't possibly like the Ramones or the Dead Kennedys or whatever is hilarious, right? Like, you think that it's somehow unbelievable that this professional musician doesn't know about the most entry-level band. I find kind of funny. But let's say that Kanye West, let's assume that he doesn't actually like Cradle of Filth, which he probably doesn't. My basic reaction to this is, I don't give a shit. If anything, I think it's funny because, of course, Kanye has no idea that this is the band that made the Jesus is a Cunt shirt and, you know, everything else that Cradle of Filth has signed up for. The part that I find especially funny with this is that Cradle of Filth is one of these bands that is simultaneously like pretty popular, yet also hated by black metal snobs. So they're going to get double mad at this one because A, it's Kanye wearing a black metal shirt, and B, the black metal band happens to be Cradle of Filth. So the snobs The black metal gatekeepers are double angry about this one, so I kind of like that. This is another big example of it. Kendall Jenner, one of the most famous women on the planet, wore a Slayer shirt, and Gary Holt was really upset about this. I don't know which came first, Gary Holt from Slayer and Exodus wearing his Kill the Kardashians shirt, or Kendall wearing her Slayer shirt. I don't know which came first, whatever. It doesn't matter. I am pretty tired of the Kardashians. I have been for a long time. My wife is obsessed with the Kardashians, and so I've been hearing about them for years and years and years. I'm sick of the Kardashians, but being like a guy in your 50s wearing a shirt that says Kill the Kardashians, now that is cringe. Being that angry, just the fact that they're famous is cringe. Or if he's wearing it because somebody wore your band's shirt, that is cringe. You should be happy. How could you possibly be mad that one of the most famous women on the planet is wearing your shirt? And who cares if she actually likes your band or not? If it was me, I'd say, I don't give a fuck. Like, let's say somebody bought some of my merch, but they had never watched one of my videos. I don't know why anybody would wear my merch if they haven't watched my videos, but let's say it happened. Let's say it was Lizzo wearing one of my shirts. I would love it. That'd be great. It'd be hilarious. The fact that she's wearing one of my shirts and doesn't watch my videos would be extra funny to me. I would certainly never be mad about it. I think just this level of anger is very strange to me. Like, why would anyone ever be angry that you bought one of their shirts? It's a product, right? Like, I don't understand. What is the thinking here that, like, you have to pass some sort of credibility test before you're allowed to buy a Slayer shirt or a Cradle of Filth shirt? I don't understand. Like, what would he prefer to happen here? Like, I don't get it.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like, I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or Go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode. And also, I want to thank Rockabilia for sponsoring this episode. If you're into merch, and if you're listening to this, then I know you probably are, then you definitely need to check out Rockabilia, because they have more band merch than anybody else on the planet. Over 500,000 items. Rockabilia has everything from the usual stuff like hoodies, t-shirts, and tank tops, to other stuff, accessories like belts, watches, footwear, all kinds of stuff for both men and women, which is pretty cool because my wife is always complaining about how hard it is to find good merch. They even have a children's section, and they have a home decor section. So if you want to get an Opeth pint glass or a Dark Throne skateboard, they have got you covered. Rockabilia also has a lot of really cool posters and flags, which as a fan of visual arts is something that I really appreciate, and some unique items like backstage passes and tab books. I mean, you could spend all day looking through this stuff, and I would have killed to have something like this when I was a kid, so I am glad that this exists. So if you want to check out Rockabilia and get some new merch, all you need to do is go to rockabilia.com or hit the link in the show notes of this episode, and make sure to use the discount code PRMBA, that is like Punk Rock MBA, to get 15% off your order. And thanks again to Rockabilia for sponsoring this episode.
If you're Honda, you don't give a shit who buys a Honda Civic. You don't need to know our company's history. You don't need to memorize, you know, all the details about, you know, how many fucking horsepower this car has. If you want to buy a Civic, go buy a Civic. Why would it be any different with merch? I'm not surprised that the guys in Slayer feel that way, because they're kind of, you know, I love Slayer, but they're a little bit boomerish. I am surprised that Cradle of Filth felt that way, though, because I feel like Danny Filth, you know, he's a smart guy whose whole career is essentially based on being edgy and pissing people off and turning that into, you know, turning that into a career. That is how Cradle of Filth got to be where they are. So I am surprised that of all people that he would get this butthurt about it. I would have thought that he would have been excited about this, or at the very least thought it was funny. Kanye is a huge douche, I agree, but I mean, everybody in metal is a douche too. I don't really understand, you know, why he would be so upset about this. Another example of this is Dee Snider from Twisted Sister calls out celebrities wearing metal shirts. Metal is not ironic, dicks. Twisted Sister frontman doesn't like our image co-opted. And for those of you who aren't familiar, this is who we're talking about. This is Dee Snider in the middle here. This is the man who takes metal really seriously. And he says, how dare you? How dare you appropriate this majestic culture? My culture is not a costume, sir. How dare you? Gotta say, this new trend of non-metal fans wearing vintage metal tees is pretty sickening. Metal is not ironic, dicks. It's not just wearing our metal tees. It's the cherry picking of our style. Hashtag skulls, hashtag metal horns. These are our symbols, our image. Tell you what, Dee Snider, you don't own this. You don't get to decide who's allowed to wear a fucking skull on their shirt, you know? I don't know if he actually means this or not. Like, on the one hand, I want to say that he's just pandering because he's smarter than this. But on the other hand, again, you know, this is the man who dressed up this way in the 80s. So I guess maybe this is like actually what he sincerely thinks. And I just think it's odd. The reason why people get bent out of shape about this comes down to like tribalism and group identity. Meaning that for some people, listening to metal and being a quote unquote metalhead is their entire identity. Not even just playing metal, but consuming metal. Like, I buy metal merch. I listen to metal on Spotify. I have metal vinyl in my house. Like, this is who I am. I am a consumer of metal. That's my entire identity. Part of that is being this, you know, lone wolf, this outcast that's different from everyone else. Like, us metalheads, we're over here. Nobody likes us. Nobody understands us, but we don't care. That's sort of the identity that a lot of these people take on. To these people, when someone else comes along and wears a shirt that's part of quote unquote your culture, that feels like a threat to them, because in their view, part of what is central to their identity is that they're one of the few people who listens to this stuff. Because as much as they sort of say that they would like metal to be more popular, really they don't want that. Because their whole identity is about being part of this small, like, elite circle that doesn't welcome other people unless they're worthy. And of course, someone like Halsey or Justin Bieber or Kendall Jenner couldn't possibly be worthy because they're one of the popular ones. You know, to me, that's like legitimately sad. Your identity should not be so easily threatened, right? Like, I understand, like, if your identity is that you're a metalhead, that's totally fine, whatever. You know, we all have some sort of identity, but it shouldn't be so easily threatened that when you see a stranger wearing the same shirt that you own or a shirt of a band that you like, that you get angry about it and you get enraged to the point that you, like, talk shit about them on social media when they don't even know you exist. That's, like, legitimately unhealthy. It's sad that people are so invested in their identity that they get so threatened when someone else just, like, does something that's vaguely similar to a thing that they like. You know, it's honestly sad to see that people have such, you know, fragile identities. So my advice is, if you're one of these people who feels threatened when you see people wearing metal shirts of bands that they supposedly don't like, number one, you don't know whether they like them or not. I mean, if somebody saw me on the street, they probably wouldn't think that I listen to Cephalotropsy and Disgorge, right? I mean, if you saw me at Safeway, would you think that I listen to the Meat Shits? Probably not, but I've been listening to the Meat Shits for 30 years. So number one, you can't judge a book by its cover. You never know. Number two, so what if they're wearing a shirt of a band that they don't listen to? Like, it's not hurting you at all, right? It's not hurting you. It's not hurting the band. If anything, it's only helping the band. Again, as other people have talked about, like, it's free promotion. If Kanye wears a Cradle of Filth shirt, Kanye is a very fucking popular person. Some portion of the people who see that shirt are going to go, oh, what is Cradle of Filth? And they're going to go look it up and they're going to go, hey, this shit is actually kind of cool. I think I like this band. So if you're a fan of the band, you should be happy because it's helping them. And even if people go buy that Cradle of Filth shirt just because Kanye wore it and they don't even care about the band, they're still buying a Cradle of Filth shirt. It's still helping the band, right? Even posers buying merch, quote unquote posers buying merch, still helps the bands. But more than anything, I just think it's sad that people are so invested in their identity to the extent that they are, that they get so bent out of shape about celebrities wearing metal merch. I mean, of all the things going on in the world and all the things even in your life, this is like at the literal absolute bottom of the list of things that you should be upset about. So those are my thoughts on it. Like, I just think it's sad that this continues to be a thing. And every year I feel like gatekeeping gets a little bit less cool. I hope that soon we can accept that Justin Bieber wearing a Slipknot shirt is not going to destroy the world. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anyone. So those are my thoughts on celebrities wearing metal shirts. Exactly. If they're that pissed over a shirt, what must they be like when they're hit with an actual real life issue? Yeah, exactly. Like when your wife gets sick or when your neighbor starts harassing you or something like that, that's when it's time to get upset. When it's Justin Bieber, who doesn't even know that you exist, wearing a Slipknot shirt, it's not worth it. Save your energy. All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home, think about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are the Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real, honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello out there.
Yes, hello out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McClain. Together, we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hyden, Backstreet's magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to Nothing But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much! We'll be seeing you!